die, and mouse traps. The free cheese gets them every time. Socialism is not awesome. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Said that Castro was making a speech to a large assembly. And he was going on at great length, and then a voice out in the crowd said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack." And he went on speaking. And again, the voice said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack." And about the fourth time this happened, he stopped in his regular speech. And he said, the next time he says that, he says, "I'm going to find out who he is and kick him all the way to Miami." And everybody in the crowd said, "Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack."
Oh, I love that one. So true. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show, last hour. On a Thursday, can you believe it? I've got Uncle Milty with me. How are you?
I'm good.
A lot to talk about in this hour. I want to talk a little bit about what MasterCard plans to do and, just all kinds of stuff we got planned for this hour. We've just been laughing about the debate and just the Democratic debate. I mean, it's just, it's a whole lot of nonsense. What else can be said when everybody's espousing socialism in America? It's amazing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I know we were going to start out with a caller. 888-673-1450. They hung up too fast. So, of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. Uncle Milty just went through the numbers of the exaggeration of what we think of the parties. And it's kind of amazing to see the actual numbers come in that are so low comparatively to what we think is so high. You know, we think a huge section of Democrats are black. They're not. We think a huge section of people are making over $250,000 a year. They're not. It's amazing to see the numbers kind of come in where we get it so wrong. But the media, when they report skewed numbers, when they don't fix the facts, and when they don't even report facts, and when you have the microphones shoved into the faces of the political mouthpieces that love to paint their own America, they like to paint their own agendas, and crowds in which to talk to and talk about. It's kind of amazing, you know, when you have people that are trying to build change, okay? How do you build change, Uncle Milty? If things are you know, a certain way and you want to run in and change that, you've got to construct a whole lot of different things that you think you can do to get them to buy into it. And it's kind of amazing what they'll come up with.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, if I wanted to make something change, my first goal would be then to educate people on why I think it needs to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do that,
yeah, that's so old
then
school.
It doesn't need to be changed.
Right. It's like they run around trying to do all of these things, trying to give you all these little benefits, trying to give you all this stuff and tell you need it. Elizabeth Warren was adamant, you know, she was adamant. She went, we gotta do all these things for people right now. We gotta take all this money and do all these things. Well, they don't have the authority to.
Well, you know, we went through these exaggerations, but mm-hmm. one of the exaggerations was what percentage of Republicans earn over $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Democrats think it's 33%, or the Republicans think it's 33%, and the Democrats think it's 44%.
Yeah.
It's really 2%. But what didn't they show?
Mm.
There was not a question there that said, what percentage of people earn less than the poverty level?
Right. You're right. You're right.
They didn't ask that question.
Uh-uh.
And of course, the Democrats would answer about 70%. And the Republicans would answer about 5%.
Right, right.
You know, and yeah. it's probably about 8 to 10% is
right.
what it is.
The exaggerated stereotypes.
Yeah, everything is exaggerated. Mm-hmm.
LGBT
to make us,
is very low. LGBT is actually really low. But people think it's very, very high.
But poverty is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. Because if we believe the poverty level is high,
mm-hmm.
that helps them justify all the entitlement programs.
Right.
If we knew what the reality was for poverty, ask yourself this question. Why is it that if the poverty level is X,
mm-hmm.
why is it then that in order to get food help, you can make 3 times X?
Yeah, that's true.
If X is the poverty level, then above that you should be okay.
One would think.
But no, you can earn three times the poverty level and still get help with food.
It's called food insecurity.
Oh.
Oh.
So these exaggerations all have a purpose. It's not just, oops. Mm-hmm. It's a definite purpose behind it.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. In fact, let me play a little bit of this for you. I didn't play in the last hour. Here you go. This is from the, I call it the low light reel, the the Democratic reel. Here we go.
We are going to increase by tenfold our investment in science. There's an upcoming $27 trillion market worldwide for green.
If you're president, the first thing you do the first day is you rejoin the Paris Agreement.
One, get back into that international climate change agreement. Two, clean power rules. Bring those back. And the president can do this herself without Congress, as well as the gas mileage standard. But when it comes to putting a sweep, a price on carbon, this is very important, Chuck. Okay. We have to make sure that that money goes back directly as dividends to the people that are going to need help for paying their bills.
If we don't act incredibly boldly within the next 6-7 years, there will be irreparable damage done, not just to Nevada, not just to Vermont Massachusetts, but to the entire world. We have a grotesque and immoral distribution of wealth and income. Mike Bloomberg owns more wealth than the bottom 125 million Americans. That's wrong. That's immoral.
Should you have earned that much money?
Yes.
You better be careful. He's going to give a case to capitalism.
A 2-cent wealth tax on all fortunes above $50 million. You hit a billion, you got to pay a few pennies more. This is a tax on the top 0.1% in America.
Oh my gosh. Can you believe you just heard all that? Not only did they not have any authority for any of that, they're so concerned with how much money everybody's making. It's insane.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Now, Klobuchar, you just played a clip, and she said, before we put a price on carbon.
Right.
But now, is that one of those deals where it just depends on what they happen to pull out?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she said, and then we need to, when we tax the people, then we need to get it and give it back to the people in need. Well, then why tax them to begin with? Just don't take it from them to start with. Then they won't need it.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, thanks. I love your show.
Thanks.
as a business owner who's 74 years old and I own multiple businesses, and somebody says they're going to create change, my first question is, well, what change have you already created?
Yeah.
And when I hear people get up and talk about all they're going to do when they've been in the Senate for half of their lifetime and haven't created a single change, what are they going to do when they become president? If you talk about Trump, here's a man who was a businessman. He's not a politician.
Right.
He's made mistakes. He's owned up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever he says he's going to do something, he goes ahead and does it, regardless of oftentimes whatever the circumstances are going to be.
Sure.
And the thing that I admire the most about him, and there's a lot of things that he embarrasses me about, but he has created change. But he created change before he became president.
Yeah,
and I don't see anything in these candidates that were I don't know what you would call it, debating last night about the importance of each of their lives, who have created really any significant change.
They haven't.
That's notable.
And in fact, Bernie's never held a job. He's never really held a job. He didn't even get into public office until he was 51 years old. There's a meme going around saying 41. It's not true. He was 51. And he was so happy to get the job because it paid him $33,000 a year guaranteed. That's why he was so happy.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Biden only worked for a year.
I have always smiled because I have thought if Bernie could come and run my business for a week, I would be bankrupt. Because it doesn't work under those principles.
Right. No. You're exactly right. And you know because you're running several businesses. And I love that. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for
Appreciate
calling
your
in.
Show
thank
so
you.
Much.
Really, thank you. Love it.
He should be running for the governor or whatever state he lives
yes,
in.
Yes, yes. Actually, caller, you should be running for
governor. Run for governor wherever you live.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Those are what we need. You know, we need people that come from the business zone and not the public. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to even call it public anymore.
I know. Again, I'll say this again about Bernie. When he ran for mayor of Burlington, he was such a progressive that the Democrat Party in Burlington didn't even run against him because they thought the people would think he was the scariest human being they'd ever talked to. So the Democrat Party actually laid low. They didn't even put up a sign. They're like, oh, we got this in the bag. They were in the incumbent. And they said, he'll never get anywhere. The people think he's nuts because the town was only 35,000 people large.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, a little bit more of the country people in Vermont. And they just thought, this guy's not going to sell to people. Well, he got in by 10 votes, literally 10 votes by a recount. And he was super happy to get $33,000 a year. In fact, it was the first time he was so crappy at any job he ever had. He was fired. He never could keep a job. He lived on a dirt floor. He was always a hot mess. He always walked around rumpled and not clean. He was gross. And the people never thought he'd get in.
It was also the first mayoral election in the United States ever won by voter fraud.
Yeah, it was insane. And he did. He got in. He was the worst mayor. He was the worst mayor. Wanted to, obviously increase taxes like crazy, too.
Which is exactly why he got into state government. They wanted to get rid of him any means. So they voted him into the state representative.
They did. And he stayed for years. And he's put through, I think, 8 bills, most of which are coins, commemorative days in post offices. He's tried to get some things through. It wouldn't go through because he's a lunatic. And they all thought he was a lunatic.
Well, the other reason he didn't try to do anything of any value is because he never had to answer for anything. Then.
Yeah, yeah.
He's never done anything that he's answerable for.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, for sure. Biden worked for 1 year and was 74, I think, out of 85 people in his class. These are high achievers, people. In fact, the only ambition Biden ever had was to be president of the United States. He didn't actually want to do the job of being president of the United States. He just wanted the accolades.
The title.
Yeah. And that's what he was after from the beginning. And so people will tell you that knew him early on, too. That's all he ever talked about, all he ever wanted to be. And so when his wife says, swallow a little bit and vote for my husband, she's not kidding. I think she's just desperate at this point to do anything she can for him to live out his dream. Oh, good heavens, you guys. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Loving, touching.
They'd play this when Bernie comes on stage. Gosh, that'd be funny. I would laugh. I would honestly laugh. Oh, I love it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get to katedalyradio.com and please go to balanceofnature.com. You'll see a photo of it and order up. Put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E, and get this supplement that's amazing. You need a supplement, by the way. You're not getting enough nutrients in your food by a long shot. This is affordable. And you can even take 35% off and free shipping if you put in my name, Kate, K-A-T-E. Go for it. Do it. You're going to have to order one up. I mean, at some point here, you're going to have to do it just because you're not getting the nutrients you need. I firmly believe in taking a supplement. Balance of Nature is a fantastic one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
The common denominator on all these people,
They're crazy.
All prostitutes. It's all about the money.
Yeah.
They don't have a shred of honor.
Mm-mm.
And you don't want to know what they think of us.
Yeah.
Praying to our unseen God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I'm with you. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah.
They really do have an extremely low opinion of the American people.
They do.
Not just Republicans.
Right.
Of all of us.
It is pretty
sad. As a matter of fact, I think they have an even lower opinion of those people they claim to really be supportive of.
It's so true. You know, the people that want to control other people, the whole root foundation of that is they don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, if you don't trust people, usually the root of that is you don't trust you. Just saying. I think Shakespeare was right on that one. That which you have within, can you see without? So, oh my God.
Now I understand.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I being from Vermont,
mm-hmm.
you know, you would think that being such an early state in the mm-hmm. Union, mm-hmm. it would have a different attitude.
No. Nope.
And it wasn't one of the original 13 colonies.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 14th state.
Mm.
It was the first one admitted
right.
after the United States was born.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Stone, 3 years for Roger Stone, who we just mm-hmm. had on the show a few months back. And Trump will pardon him. He will. Yeah. I was talking to Milty about this before we went on this last hour. You know, they never went after, the judicial system never went after Obama's friends just because they were a friend of Obama.
Yeah.
Obama was never put in that position. And I think it's funny today. What was Shifty saying? Oh, that obvious corruption if yeah. he pardons him. And I was thinking, no, they just let everybody with that dealt with Obama go. I mean, they just never even prosecuted him because they had the judicial in their pocket.
Obama pardoned more people.
Oh, geez, did he ever.
Than any president in the history of the United States. Almost 2,000 people.
And even more importantly, though, Milty, I think, is that not that he even pardoned the most, he let the most go without ever even charging.
Right.
So many people, right? Under his command, I mean, absolutely scot-free. You knew they were guilty. They knew they were guilty. America knew. It was like the OJ. Everybody knew. And they went free.
Well, the president did a press conference today
yeah.
about this sentencing today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He all but said that he's going to pardon him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pardon Flynn.
Mm-hmm, good.
But he said he's going to let the judicial system play out first.
Hmm.
And then he'll do it.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't come right out and say it, but boy, that's what he said.
Yeah. Well, now that the conviction, I mean, they really can do it before or after the conviction, but now that this is in place, I think he'll go ahead.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
With
it's
this
a done
one.
Deal now. Now he can do it and not be accused of undermining the court. We know what the court said.
Yeah.
Now we just need to hear what the president says.
Right, right.
But more importantly is the other thing that's happening, and I've been saying this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, when the timing is right, he's going to start arresting people, and they're going to be tried and convicted for their crimes. And nobody wants to believe it because it went so many years without it happening.
Right.
But a lot of people are going to go to prison, and that's why they're so afraid of him. Because he's going to do it. Him and Barr are going to do it.
Interesting. Barr was threatening to quit.
Nah.
Over the tweets.
Nah. He never threatened to quit. That's not what he said.
Somebody asked me the other day, you know, how do you feel? And I have some Trump M&Ms from this person, from the plane, from the Air Force One plane. And you know, I said there really isn't anything that bothers me about Trump as far as personality goes or anything like that. The tweets are fun. I think they're great. I think they're good for the American people to not get a scripted president for once. And that's why it doesn't bother me at all. Nothing about it bothers me. I know some people get embarrassed by some of the, I could actually care less. So let's talk. Oh, by the way, Ilhan Omar, the crazy.
Ilhan Omar.
Yeah. The crazy, crazy.
She is crazy.
She's nuts. She did marry her brother. And she said she would do it again to do what she had to do to get him papers to keep him in the United States. Married her brother. Wouldn't that be cause for, I don't know, like, you know, somewhere along the lines of, you know, being illegal. Don't you think? I mean, the fact that she's actually admitting it.
It's actually an impeachable offense.
Yeah.
A true impeachable offense.
Yeah. So they are siblings, but because of the lack of paperwork, she just wanted to do what she wanted to do. Don't you just love having somebody like that in government?
Well, that's where they get that idea.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants because it doesn't matter. Love that. Yeah, everyone's marrying their brother, right? Everyone's doing it. Okay. So there's that. And then I also wanted to add in this. This is so creepy, you guys. MasterCard wants to now identify, this is from MarketWatch, wants to identify you, MasterCard, by your heartbeat, your veins, and your walking stride. Yep. Yep. The payment provider is investigating innovative behavioral biometrics, such as your gait, that's how you walk, face, your heartbeat, and your veins for cutting-edge payment systems for the future. So you may be able to ditch your bus pass right now or access public transport with technology identifying them by the way they walk. Oh, there's Bob. So MasterCard is working with transport firms to develop this new system that's going to authenticate passengers by the way they walk. And the payment provider told MarketWatch that everyone has this unique gait, and it's investigating innovative behavioral biometrics, such as heartbeat and veins as well. And that they said they're working with transport organizations where your face and gait will authenticate you. The way you hold your phone, the ear that you use, how your fingers touch the buttons are all unique to you. Now we're testing heartbeat, vein technology, and the way people authenticate it.
Do you know how ridiculous that is?
Yeah, it's like 5,000 shades of weird.
Do you know what the most accurate method of identifying a person is?
What is it?
Their brainwaves.
Ooh. Mm.
All it takes is a little tiny chip implanted at birth that broadcasts the brainwaves of that person, and you will know who they are forever and ever and ever.
They'll call it Master Chip.
Master Chip.
It's true.
They don't need all
that
other stuff.
We're going to coin the phrase, Master Chip.
I'm going to buy those websites right now.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I know. It's pretty creepy, right? I think it's hard for us to envision what the future looks like. I think they've got a pretty good handle on this, but yeah. And so how does the gait work when you're wearing a bulky full-length coat? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How does all that work? The stuff is crazy, you guys. It's crazy train. It's creepy.
Well, not for me. I know exactly what my future looks like.
What's that?
Being with my Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you for that common sense answer.
What
I appreciate
my
that.
My future looks like.
I appreciate that, but this is creepy. Hi,
yeah,
caller.
Welcome
to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kay. How are you, Milty?
Hi there.
Hey. Your topic, I was listening. This is funny.
It is.
This brings a whole new meaning to that old song from the 1940s.
Which one?
The way you wear your hat.
Oh, yeah.
The way you sip your tea.
I'm totally playing that. I am playing that in the next break. It's true, though. This is bizarre.
It is. It's getting like
Twilight
really
Zone.
Spooky.
I know. And that would make somebody like me, like a little rebel, change their gait all the time.
No, walk they can't take that away from you.
Well, I'm thinking about myself. I'm blind, and sometimes I'm assisted by somebody, so I walk at their gait.
Right.
So
that'll
like,
be very confusing.
I guess people will be hiring me because I can make them different.
Right, right. There you go. I love it. Thank you. I love the phone call. Thanks so much. The hips don't lie, baby. The hips don't lie. It's going to get crazy. So they are really putting a lot of money into this stuff right now. They're putting a lot of money into these kinds of programs with the Army, with intelligence agencies. It's all about... It's all about how to pinpoint us, find us, see what we're doing. I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of banking.
Oh, no.
You know what I learned the other day?
Okay.
I learned how the Bank of America got started.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How did
and it's
started?
An amazing story.
Really?
Can I tell it?
Sure.
The Bank of America started in San Francisco as the Bank of Italy. An Italian man opened the bank so that he could do commerce with Italians in San Francisco that all the other banks refused to do business with.
Okay.
And the other banks, he needed them to deposit money because he didn't have a big vault.
Okay.
So his deposits were put into these other banks, and they kicked him out. They came to him one day and said, you have to take all your money out. We don't want it in our banks anymore. He was becoming successful. They didn't like it. As soon as that happened, within 24 hours, the San Francisco earthquake happened. All the other banks were shut down. He was the only banker in San Francisco that had any cash on hand. And he started loaning money to rebuild San Francisco immediately after the earthquake.
Fascinating.
And the Bank of Italy became the Bank of America.
Wow, that is a fascinating story.
That is a fascinating. I was amazed.
Yeah.
You know who I heard that on? You remember that old television show where they had the 20 Mule Team Borax?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't think of
the
name.
Yeah, it's like on the TV Land or something. Yeah.
It was on that show that they played that story. It was really interesting.
Man, wow. You know, I can give you another bank. Is there Wells Fargo? Wells Fargo was named in the book Alligators in the Moat for being the premier bank in America that was funneling all the drug trafficking money for the CIA and the drug couriers that come over from Mexico.
And there's a whole television show series about Wells Fargo called The Tales of Wells Fargo. And I watch it. It's really interesting, the early days of Wells Fargo. What they did do that was good.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember my guest talking about that, and he was just totally abhorred that that was the bank during the recession, really during the recession, that was taking all the cash, the funds, and making sure that's really what they were the driving force.
Well, we don't want to badmouth the banks.
No, never. Love the banks. I heard emoji the banks. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I love the product. I would never be without it. Just in every way, a general feeling. It's very energizing. I wouldn't be without it. It's got so many good things and pluses. There's no minus. It's all plus.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE. Balance.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And I can't wait until I see you again. Yeah. I wanna put on my boogie shoes. Boogie again.
Yeah. Oh man. If you're not doing the white man overbite to this, something wrong with you. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Are you doing the white man overbite?
No.
Something's wrong with you.
First of all, I don't do the white man anything. Secondly, hey. I pride myself that I don't have an overbite.
It's all that white privilege. That's why you won't do it. It's all that racism. You're so racist.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I wonder if we're getting tired of hearing that yet. Most of America. Anyway, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show, where we're all racist, apparently. We've all got privilege coming out our ears. And, of course, we welcome you back. What was Petey Boy saying?
You know, in the debate, they got off on the famous tangent about climate change.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were all putting forth their little spiel. And the consensus basically was that we have to get this done by 2050.
Because even Bernie was saying we only have 6 to 7 years. But they were all saying, they all agreed that we won't have 2050.
Right.
We'll never get there.
And so Buttigieg stands up and says, you know, he says, I don't know why you're all even using 2050. We have to do, this has to be done. We don't have that much time. And then he talked about his plan.
Uh-huh. What's
and
his plan?
His plan brings us to net zero emissions by 2050.
Convenient. Oh, okay.
In one breath, he's telling everyone else, you can't do that. You can't use that. And then he turns right around and says his plan brings us to net zero by 2050.
Well, we hit the goal after we bit the dust.
My goodness. How stupid these people are.
It's so logical. It's so logical. It's about as logical as Elon marrying her brother. It's a special crop of folks. That's all I have to say. Warren looked like she had been drinking three energy drinks. She's always in a desperate panic attack. And you've got Bernie, that's the bully in the room, and Biden, who's just idiotic, just doesn't even know what to say next. He reminds me of a golden retriever with his tongue out the window with the air coming, you know, just easily amused. Anyway, just kind of just personal notes.
I just invested a small amount of money with an inventor. Mm-hmm. And if his thing works, we're going to get stinking rich.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's how to cheat on your carbon footprint.
I can't wait. I'm in. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. Hey, good show, guys.
Thanks.
Hey, I just figured out how to change your gait.
Oh, yeah?
I just had hernia surgery 3 weeks ago. That really did a number on it.
You're really going to screw up their system.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I just saw that comedy act in Vegas last night. But I guess they're going to do that in a tour. We're taking that on the road.
Yeah.
Sounds
that's
like
a good place to start for the comedy show.
It's pure entertainment. Are you kidding?
That's why
that's
I
awesome.
Watch.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate the call. Yeah. I love it. So true, though.
It isn't that bad to watch. You get to really see what they truly think, and at the same time, get a good laugh.
And at the same time, be totally horrified for our country. Because thinking it's probably a Saturday Night Live clip, but it's not.
The thing is it does. You don't fear them anymore because you realize there's not a snowball's chance in hell they're going to get elected.
Yeah,
there really isn't. Yeah. Not one of them can get elected.
No, none of them. None of them. What's his face? Bloomberg. I know Bloomberg, little man syndrome. Well, he actually came to Utah and said Trump won the debate.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said that Trump won the debate. Well, of course, he's sitting in a red state. Of course, he would say that in my own state. But especially right after that that thing. But he did look like he got a black eye. So I think he's part of the black eye club. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I didn't know that was a club.
Yeah, he's got. Oh, yeah. You've never seen all the pictures. Same eye. Anyway. Well, he's a trip. Basically all he said was, I'm not going to ask money from you and I'll be a manager that can get Trump out. And so all they're really offering is to remove Trump, in which what's funny is there's a lot of Democrats that are actually secretly happy about Trump with the economy. That's like the one area that they don't want changed. And it's the only area that these guys will talk about to the great extent. Also, of course, the climate change thing. For some reason, all these idiotic people are all in tune with the same scientists and these phony scientists that keep ramping up the human cost. And so Bernie actually did say that we were going to hit our demise in 6 to 7 years.
The one they say that gets to me is when they all say it. We need an economy that works for the working class, not just the top
10%. Right, right.
And the fact is
that we fund everything, or
well, the working class people are the people that have retirement plans, pension plans, and it's the pension plans that have been creating all the wealth
right
now.
Right.
So it is helping the working class tremendously.
Yep.
More than anybody else right now.
Yeah.
And they just don't. They won't.
What always strikes me is the audacity of saying such a comment, because if they just get out of everyone's way. We already help ourselves.
Right.
So they really want to be in our way is really the conclusion. But we don't come to that as Americans because they're fighting to be in our way. They're not just saying, I'll get out of your way. That would be more of a libertarian or conference. No, this conference is we can't wait to get in your way and then take credit for it and then tell you can't do anything and then tell you you're not very bright. And then on top of that, tell you that we're going to tell you how to tie your shoelaces. And they think that sells. It doesn't sell. It's not selling at all. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys.
Hi
how are
there.
You doing
Good.
Today?
How are you doing today? Go right ahead.
Good.
Good.
Hey, every time these people talk about the limited amount of time that we have before we destroy ourselves, it just cracks me up. Me and my wife were having this conversation the other day. When I was in kindergarten, and to tell you how long ago that was.
It was a really long time ago. Long time ago. Go ahead.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So I remember at that time, that was when that commercial came out where they would show a car driving down the road and a
somebody throw a bag of garbage out, and the Indian was standing on the side of the road, crying. And the tears running down.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And I remember, the reason why I remember this so well is it was shocking to me. What they were telling us is if people continued to throw cigarette butts out on the street at the rate that they were doing, and this was in 1969, that within 5 years, the cigarette butts would be ankle deep on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd all start chain smoking. It would be a huge problem in America. Yes. Yes. I remember.
Yeah. So you look at that and how close that prediction came and all the other predictions they'd given us. Uh-huh. If we were going to destroy ourselves at the rate that they claim we're going to, it would have been done a long time ago.
Oh, we were supposed to be icicles by 79.
Yep.
79.
Well, yeah. Do you remember what year that they turned that around and started with the Ice Age thing?
Yeah.
Because I do. I remember this exact year that it came out in school. I was in junior high. And the first that I heard of it, they were showing us charts that the Ice Age was going to return in 1976. This was the first time I saw it.
Yep.
And they had charts showing the glaciers coming down halfway down the United States. And I remember looking at that thinking, well, we're all going to have to move to Mexico or we're all going to die.
Right, right. You don't remember that? Oh, I totally remember when we all died. You don't remember?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you just kind of have to look at it and laugh that the fact that they're going to try and tax us on carbon is a little scary.
It is scary.
That's the frightening part.
Yeah, and they'll end up doing it. Too.
Yeah, and it's a tax on nothing. I mean, there's no way they can tell you or give you an exact amount of the carbon that you put off, but they're going to come up with a number.
Yes, the same people. So, the same people that did all these predictions. Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah, thank exactly.
you. Great point. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thanks a lot. You know, it's funny. He's absolutely right about all of that,
and
too.
I remember that year, too. My dad had just finished upgrading the air conditioning in the house because of global warming.
Right.
And then they switched it to global cooling. He was really upset.
Oh, yeah. That, in fact, the first clip they ever played of that was from 1974 on a documentary. I think it was either Life Magazine did it too. I can't remember. There was a couple publications, but it was all about the Ice Age. I play it on the show coming into the show. And it's quite intriguing because then they had to switch to heat. And that's when Al Gore got his little rise to fame. And he really pushed that to be senator. He had to have some kind of vehicle because he was so boring. No one wanted to listen to him. And so he came out with climate change. Then they had to switch it around again. And so that's why they've switched the terminology, right?
Yeah.
They had to keep changing it. Now it's just climate change.
But they finally learned that it's better to just call it climate change than to keep going back and forth between global warming and global cooling.
Well, it makes it too obvious.
Yeah.
You have 6 decades of going back and forth. I mean,
this way
you'd think we'd catch on.
Generic climate change. You can prepare any way you want for it because we really don't know for sure
igloo,
which way it's going to go.
Sunscreen, whatever. You're good. Just make sure you get it all in one backpack. Yeah.
And
you're
count your carbon footprints.
Oh my gosh, I'll never forget interviewing Dyson, who came on the show, 93 years old, still goes to Princeton. Hard to get the interview, by the way. He was Obama's pick for climate change. He actually went up against Obama while Obama was still president and said, I can't believe they're feeding all the people this line of junk. And he came on the show and he has this accent and he said, it's all rubbish, Kate. It's rubbish. And he said, can you even imagine saying CO2 is the enemy? I mean, who are these people? And he could not believe it. He just couldn't believe people were buying it. Yeah. So,
you know, most people are afraid when they hear about cars driving themselves.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this.
What?
Companies are investing billions.
Oh, no.
Scientists are excited about the potential for robots to be able to perform surgeries without even a doctor in the room.
I'm feeling adventurous.
Give me the car first. Let's try that out first.
Hey, I just want to hit my demise for 6 to 7 years. Please, Bernie, bring it on. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. If I ever get into a place, it's kind of like when Scalia died, and I said on Facebook, if I'm ever at the home of a Democratic... of a Democratic donor and I die in the middle of the night with a pillow on my face, do an autopsy. On this one, I would have to say, please, please, just kill me off. Just kill me off. If I'm ever in a room with a robot wanting to do a surgery on me, I can't even imagine that.
With no doctor.
Something's really wrong. And I mean really wrong with that.
Well, you can read all about it at the best new ideas in healthcare.
Let me guess who funds that. I'm going to go with Soros. And I'm going to say they probably want to try it out on 65 and older. What do you want to bet? Well, who was it? What one of the candidates just said, hey, somebody's older. Who really cares about them? Hey, they hit 95 years.
I think that was Mr. Bloom.
It really was Bloomberg. He said, hey, they hit 95. They've had a good life. Bid them adieu. It's all good. We don't need to help them. That's who they're going to stick the robots on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh.
Hi. Go right ahead. Yep, that's you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just sent a text to my brother telling that Ilhan Omar finally admitted that, you know, she
married her brother.
Her brother to keep him in the country.
Yeah.
And I said to him, don't even think about it.
You're not willing to? Come on.
No way. And he was nice enough to text back, I love you.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. I love it. Oh, that's good. That's good stuff right there. They got a real problem, you guys. I'm just flabbergasted looking at that crop of lunatics. It is like a comedy show, a sad, sad comedy show. And this is the best. This is the best they can muscle up. I'm intrigued. You know, we have a lot of responsibility to work a little harder in state and local. And I love Chris Ann's message today. It was, look, you can spin your wheels trying to do federal.
Yep.
It just doesn't. Don't put all your worry there. Don't do it. Go to local and state, and you'll find that you have a lot more impact, and you'll help your state become more separated. You can help your state become more separated from the feds. I agree, because last night's debacle of the lunatics, the crazies, the camp of crazies, it was all about how they could get more power as a federal government. That's all they believe in. And so please work really hard to help your state. And speak up. Let's educate. Let's do everything that we possibly can. And I know you are. You wouldn't be listening if you weren't interested in doing that. So I really thank you for being interested and not just going and pulling the lever on voting day for 5 minutes and getting your sticker. I appreciate you that you're in it every day and that you're listening and you're thinking and you're educating. And I really appreciate all your efforts. And they will pay off, I promise. Thank you, Uncle Milty.
Oh, you're welcome. Appreciate and don't forget the laugh.
Oh, my gosh. All right. See you here tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Go to katedallyradio.com and see you back here tomorrow if I still have a voice. Let's hope, huh? Be right back. So I'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have a good one.